don't even know if I could have spelled the word coroner when I first started.
Frank Minyard was 37 years old with a very successful OBGYN practice when he started thinking more about community medicine. He noticed how rampant drug use was becoming, and he opened a methadone clinic for women trying to quit a heroin addiction. When one of his patients was arrested for shoplifting, Minyard asked the official in charge of prisoner health, the coroner, if he could bring his patient her daily methadone dosage while she was in jail. That coroner said no. He said,
"Once a dope fiend, always a dope fiend." He said, "I don't like dope fiends." And that was it. I said, "Well, excuse me, sir, who's your boss?" He said, "I don't have one." I said, "Well, how you get this job?" He said, "I got elected." I'm thinking, what does that mean, you got elected? I walked out of the office, I asked the guy, "What does it mean when someone gets elected?" "You know, elected, people vote on it." I said, "Oh, yeah." So I went back up the steps and I got in his office. I said, "I'm going to run against you."
Once Minyard won, he kept winning. And now, like the young doctor he once was, many people aren't aware the coroner is an elected position.
For so many years, it seemed like it was under the radar for people who are from New Orleans. You never thought about the coroner. One of the reasons, because, you know, Minyard's been there for 40 years.
Anne Gislason recently met one of the candidates for the office she's just now learning about.
How are you? Jeff Rouse. Thank you for coming. It's somewhat difficult to get people to show up to meet and greets when you're coming to meet with the coroner.
For now, Dr. Jeffrey Rouse is the chief deputy coroner. He's also a board-certified forensic psychiatrist who's worked in the coroner's office for a dozen years, running its mental health arm for 8 of them.
We actually conduct more psychiatric evaluations a year than we do autopsies.
After Hurricane Katrina, Rouse resumed his job at the coroner's office without pay in order that the city's mental health patients could receive some semblance of care. Rouse even put his cell phone number in the paper so families could contact him. Since then, he's built the office back to a staff of 4.
Myself and the psychiatrist that work for me run around this city making sure that people get the care they need and that their confinement is legal and respects their civil rights.
I think the coroner's office has been less than open.
Dr. Vincent Collada is an OBGYN who, like Rouse, is a native New Orleanian running for coroner. Collada says he wants to improve the office's transparency and its science. Like Rouse, Collada also wants to increase the office's ability to self-generate revenue.
Right now, DNA testing is not being done in the coroner's office. It's being sent to the state lab, which can take 10, 12 weeks. And if that evidence is exculpatory, you may be waiting in jail for that evidence to come back. One of the plans we would implement is to put that kind of service as a federally and state qualified laboratory service. And then once we're doing it for our citizens, we then can do it for other smaller parishes that don't have that kind of capability and get some more revenue coming in.
The coroner's office has been plagued by budget constraints. Frank Minyard says he's been unable to convince city council to give the office more money. But Vincent Collada says if elected, he can
put together a solid analysis of our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities, the threats, put together a solid business plan, then put a budget to that plan, then go to the city council and ask for that budget.
There has been a pattern of abuse in the coroner's office that the city can no longer tolerate.
The third candidate for coroner, Dr. Dwight McKenna, is a retired surgeon who maintains a general practice in his hometown, New Orleans. He says he'll bring honesty and attention to detail to the office. McKenna promises to get death certificates signed appropriately and to provide families of the deceased with the information they need in order to have closure. This is Dr. McKenna's third run for coroner.
I've tried for years to expose the office for what it was. I believe had I not been persistent in trying to expose all of the egregious abuses of the office, we would not be here today.
The day when Frank Minyard, whose campaign poster famously showed him playing trumpet on the levee, finally retires. Now, at 84, Minyard hopes to get back to music. After all, he says,
I don't think I could have been elected for 40 years if I didn't play music.
For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.